There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Make an amazing glove save with a Chicago Wolves fan four-pack. ChicagoWolves.com. They've lost 9 of their last 14 games, but Mike Dunleavy thinks the Bulls have enough for a turnaround.
It's hard for me to say not being out there, the feel of it, but, you know, I can tell with guys. I mean, we've had a good couple practices. We feel it. We just feel like it's going to, you know, once we turn this corner at some point, sometime, things are going to get right.
Dunleavy will be out for the 17th straight game. He's got a bone bruise in his ankle tonight when the Bulls take on the Rockets in Houston. For the Rockets, Dwight Howard will miss. He's got some knee problems. The White Sox have acquired pitcher Yency Almonte from the Angels. He's the player to be named later in the trade of Gordon Beckham last year. Sox also officially releasing Dion Vicedo today. Former Cubs starter Carlos Villanueva has a new job. He has agreed to a minor league contract with St. Louis, while Moises Alou, formerly a Cub, is now signed on with the Padres as a special assistant in player development. Today, on National Signing Day, Illinois football coach Tim Beckman said it was on everyone, including the media, to help the Illini build a championship team. He told Boers and Bernstein,
"The perception that's out there is always very, very important to an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, 21-year-old, was they're turning into a man. And I think it's important that we try to surround them with as much positive stuff."
That interview on 670thescore.com. Cornerback Al Lewis Jean gets a 2-year extension from the Bears today. His contract will run through 2016 season. And the Blackhawks have reassigned forward Dennis Rasmussen to Rockford. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. And join the Score and Keith Van Horn live from 1 to 3 on Saturday the 14th from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by, check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas like the all-new Corolla, the all-new Camry, and the all-new Toyota Highlander. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. 670 weather, clear overnight, low of 3 degrees. It'll be sunny tomorrow with a high of 19. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience on the sideline who's confirmed it. Hub, thank you.
Director of football content at ChicagoFootball.com.
Jeremiah Ratliff, I would do anything that man told me to.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Hey, Hub. Regrettably, I'm a Jaguars fan.
package with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And this hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Hub Arkush is here. He is in studio. And the reason that he is that he will be on from 6 to 10 p.m. So you get a little bit of a Hub preview here. And I don't have to say you're on the hotline because you're not.
No, we're going to spend the evening together and obviously talk a lot of Bears. But I'm kind of excited. I'm at the point of the season now where I get to talk some Hawks and some Bulls. And
oh,
some
don't do the Hawks. Oh, God. The Hawks.
Well, I got the Bulls jumping in the middle of my game, my shift. Right. So Hawks are probably first on my list. A little frustrating right now.
A lot frustrating. Yeah, that was, I mean, I felt like I was at one of my kids' games where the parents are yelling, skate! Skate!
As frustrating as it is, you look at them, you know they're so good, and you just keep waiting.
All right, let's go to the phones here. 312-644-6767. Here in the Hyundai studios, see the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. This is Q. He's on the Score.
Guys, nothing would delight me more than Jameis Winston going number one to Lovie Smith. That would be my dream. But let's just say somebody attractive is at two, and Tennessee still believes that they kind of like Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler in the seventh pick for the second pick. What else extra do you have to throw in to make that work?
Extra? I mean, I don't think you could get that. Right. I don't think Tennessee would give that up. I wouldn't give that up. I mean, there's no reason at this point. You've got people all over the league either saying, well, you know, you can work with him or you'll never win with him. But you don't have anybody saying, let's give up the second overall pick in the draft. So I don't think it's going to happen. And I will tell you that what I'd probably enjoy more than Lovey drafting Jameis Winston would be if he draft Marcus Mariota, because I'm not so sure Jameis Winston isn't going to be a great quarterback.
Yeah, supposedly. Yeah. Now, you asked me a question the other day, Dan, about that. And that is from the inside. Buck sources are saying that their draft board has changed. It's not just speculation. Their draft board, it has changed, and their sources say that Marcus Mariota Hub is number one in the Bucks' mind as we speak today. We've got a long time to the draft. Maybe somebody will get hit in the head with a hammer and say, what did I do? I don't know how you can look at tape and do that. No. I really don't know what you're looking at, but that's supposedly, that's an inside, the inside job with the Bucks is that he's the number one choice.
The only thing that's going to keep Jameis Winston from being a great quarterback is attitude, character, commitment. I mean, it's the off the field stuff. He can do it all on the field. Agreed. Marcus Mariota can't, you know, and so we'll see.
Sometimes with it looks to me like he has to do a little too much physically to generate velocity. It's not an easy release. He does throw it hard, but you see that baseball in him a little bit. You see that he'd have to refine mechanically.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he needs coaching, but I mean, he just, I've watched whole games where, you know, he makes one throw after another where you say, yeah, I've seen that on Sunday, you know, and then I watch Mariota and he can't make the throws you have to make on Sunday. So, which actually, Terry, would make complete sense if the Bucks had therefore moved Mariota out of Winston on the draft board, because not only is Lovey a terrible evaluator, but the GM he hired is worse. So,
that's what the inside of the Bucks supposedly are saying, that yes, that's where the draft board stands. Not that Hub, like everybody else, it's not necessarily going to stay that way, but that's where it is today.
We haven't been to the combine yet. I mean, this stuff is going to move all over the place in the next 60 days, I guess.
In Joliet, it is Joe. He's on the Score.
From one appendage of a quarterback to another, how much culpability do you guys think ESPN has in the whole Johnny Manziel to the rehab thing? Because I feel like their hype kind of, you know, drove the machine that put him there, you know?
Joe, that's goofy. I understand why you'd ask the question, but that's ridiculous. If you've ever dealt with it with a friend or a family member, ESPN didn't convince Johnny Manziel to commit him to check himself into rehab. You know, you check into rehab for one of two reasons. Either you've hit rock bottom and you want to get better, or you've been given a couple choices and the others are jail or the armed forces. And other than that, there's really no reason to be in rehab, certainly not ESPN.
Frank from Oak Park, well, you're there on the Score, as always.
Hub, I want to tap your expertise spanning, I guess, 4 or 5 decades reporting on the league. There are things you know that you can only allude to for legal reasons. Is Roger Goodell the worst corporate whore to occupy the commissioner's office, or is he just a victim of the 24-hour news cycle of social media? He's seen as bad handling domestic abuse issues, but players have been beating up wives and girlfriends probably since the first owner signed up in that Hubmobile dealership in 1920. In terms of competitive balance management, the league's had at least two decades of benign neglect with steroids before finally instituting mandatory testing in the late 80s. Indeed, many team officials passed along amphetamines to players to gain a competitive edge in the 60s. While Rozelle and Tagliabue had serious failures in these areas, Goodell is seen as the wiener of these three. So, Hub, is it the man or is it the times?
You know, Frank, I mean, the times don't help. And certainly social media, you know, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you want to call it, don't help. But at the end of the day, at least my observation is that Pete Rozelle and Paul Tagliabue cared about the game. They knew they worked for the owners, but they believed that they worked for the owners and the players and the fans. Roger Goodell only works for 32 people. And he has stated, you know, his main goal as commissioner is to increase revenue from $10 billion to $25 billion. And in the last CBA, he took 4 points or 4 percentage points of total revenue away from the players. You can't argue it. I mean, he is about the money. He doesn't care if he ruins the playoffs by adding more teams. He doesn't care if he damages the game by insisting on going to Europe. You know, Thursday nights doesn't care about the safety of the players.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
It's just there's no question that Roger Goodell believes the job of commissioner in the NFL is to make as much money for the 32 ownership groups as he can and thereby make as much money for himself because that's how he gets compensated.
In Streeterville, we find Brian on Sports Radio 670 with Hub Arkish.
Hey, Hub.
I don't know why this is unclear that if you swear on the radio, it's not going to be on the air. This has been confusing. It's how many days in a row now?
Well, 6 or 7.
And I'm so old that back in the day, it was only like a 2 or 3 second delay, so sometimes you got away with it.
Back when I was a kid, it was only 2 seconds. Yeah. You had to be quick on the draw.
But now it's like a 7 second delay. I mean, it ain't getting through. It's just not
how you talk to Marconi. I think there's a, you know, we're having this disconnect here. And I think this is at least 6 days in a row.
Yeah.
Where people have not that necessarily that word, but others that they feel emboldened for some reason to do that. And I know we do make a lot of people mad, I guess. Not me, though, because I'm charming and lovely. But make a lot of people mad. So I don't quite get it. And I don't feel bad that he said it.
Well, you shouldn't because yeah. I don't understand why anybody on either side of the table takes this stuff personally. That's not what we're doing here. Now, you know, in all honesty, there's times when I'll be listening and there's words I'll think of for Burnsy, but you know, that's not one of them.
That's word too. Absolutely. And you know, absolutely.
Yeah, and to be even more honest, I'd rather be on the phone and not have to look at it. No, I'm kidding.
I have to write that. You know, I write that on my checks. I have no problem. But it's just weird that all of a sudden we're in this stress.
We've had a spate of with people not understanding radio. Let's see if Tom on the North Side does. He's on the score.
Hey, Hub, what do you think of Tim Jennings' chances are of having a rebound year under this new defense?
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. He wasn't horrible last year. He wasn't as good as he was in the 2 years prior. And part of that is because the pass rush was less consistent. He was getting no help anywhere. I mean, you know, you could pick your spot there. It used to be that they'd stay away from him to try and target one other guy or the safeties. But, you know, teams became emboldened. They could throw the ball anywhere they wanted. You know, I think he did have a couple minor injuries, which he had been relatively healthy for a couple of years. Now he's always, you know, going to be undersized and he's going to have to get away with toughness and attitude, but, he's 32, you know, I could see him bouncing back and having a decent year or two. He's got 3 years left on that deal now.
Is he a Vic Fangio style corner though? Because those guys, if they are playing more man, I mean, I know he's physically tough, even though he's small.
He is the best of their coverage corners. It's tough for him to play a lot of press and bump because he's so small. I mean, it's not a tough jam to beat at the line. But as far as playing man, yeah, he is the best. And so he's likely to fare the best under Fangio. Now, I don't know if Ed Donatell or Vic Fangio agree with me. I believe Kyle Fuller has a chance to be a really good safety. I'm not sure he's ever going to be a great corner. He would be a very good coverage guy as a safety because now he's not on that number one receiver. So if they make that move, now you got a couple guys who can play some of that man that they're going to play, but it'll be, you know, there's all kinds of fun stuff is going to happen in the next 5 months. And I can't wait for some of it to start. We'll see what they think of Kyle Fuller.
Next is Steve. You're on the score, Steve.
Hey, Hub, I've got a question for you about the Bears offense for next year. And it seems to me that if they were able to add, 2 or 3 players, that they could perform at a much higher level. And I'm thinking of a starting offensive lineman, getting rid of Jordan Mills, a speed receiver, and potentially a running back to complement Forte, because I don't think Kadeem Carey is the answer. So my question is that realistic, or am I being too optimistic?
Oh, I think you can get a starting offensive lineman and complementary receiver and running back. I don't think that'd be that tough at all. Teams do it all the time. The issue is that apparently you're a Cutler fan, you know, and I'm neither. I've become ambivalent to the whole thing. I do think he is going to be the quarterback this year. I think he should be the quarterback this year. And contrary to what people keep saying, because all you gotta do is look at the records, they have won with him. So, you know, I think that's what we're going to see this year. And I think the three additions you're trying to make would improve things quite a bit. What they need to go along with that is Adam Gase is going to have to take advantage of what Cutler can do and stay away from what he can't do. And if they do that in addition to the three positions you just mentioned, yeah, I think they will be much better on offense.
More with Hub coming your way. 312-644-6767. Lines full now. But when somebody drops, you can jump on
in.
Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Right now, you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. There's lots of niche groups out there. Right? There's like the UFC guy knows everything, every fighter, every different weight class, and you frankly can't relate. There's NHL guy, there's horse racing guy, hell, there's greyhound racing guy. And then there's signing day guy. Today's his day. Today is his Christmas. Now look, I don't want to diminish signing day, because for thousands of kids across the country and for their parents and for their high school coaches, this is the paramount achievement of their youth. But here's the three things you should remember when you sign. One, go somewhere you're going to play. The most likely path to happiness is on the field, not cheering for somebody else while you're sitting. Two, go somewhere where the alumni base is a place you might want to live. And the last and most important thing is, I got good-looking girls. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
See ya.
National carriers.
All right, men, I'm going to let you in on a little Valentine's Day secret, something you need to know. Available only at pajamagram.com. And I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance, but let me tell you, they're made especially for play. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek and also gives you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll tell you. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. That means you don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you. Again, that's pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom. Thursday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Sports and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, doesn't get any better than this. You're telling me this is a very sad time for Boys Emergency Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, because we continue to take your calls. Unless something happens, but the last official visit to Hub during this football season. It's very sad for us, Hub, to do this.
Well, you know, guys, I was thinking about that last night. I mean, I feel like I'm going to get up in the morning and find a couple Benjamins on the nightstand. I'll come back.
Or it's just a guy named Benjamin.
Yeah, that really freaked me out.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I guarantee you. Because year we do this, and we say like some grandiose goodbye to Hub.
Yeah.
And then the next day, the Bears do something, and then he's on the phone again.
I didn't say he's not going to be in the phone, but we got a long time before you actually get back to regular Hub.
Yeah, it's up to you guys. We're going to be, obviously, the combine has become bigger and bigger. We're going to be all over that, and then we'll jump into free agency and the draft.
The draft is here. It's going to be a week-long festival.
Well, the combine's in 2 weeks. Yeah,
right.
And then, somebody told me that Mitch already has got to set up broadcasting from the draft or something like that.
No.
That's what I had heard. I don't know if that's correct or not.
Lord,
forgive me, Mitch, if I just spilled the beans on something.
Lord have mercy.
I don't mean all day long. Right. I just mean doing a football show from there.
West Side Jack, you're on the score with Hub.
Jack?
Yes,
speaking.
Oh,
hey, I'll ask you a question. Based on the hire of the new coaches, how many extra wins would they bring to bear? Just the coaches alone.
Oh, God.
That guy. You know, Jack, here's the problem is I don't know what they're doing in free agency via the draft. I don't know what the plan is. Are they going to go rebuild and save a bunch of cap space and cut some veterans? Are they going to try and win on the fly? I don't know. You know, when I look at this talent, it was five-win talent last year. As bad as Mark Trestman was and Phil Emery didn't do a good job, at the end of the day, that was a five-win team. I don't know that another coach, maybe another coach would have won six or four. You know, I don't know. So, I'd like to give you an answer, but without more information, I can't. I'll tell you what, I won't wait until the season starts, but once we have a sense for free agency, you know, it'll be easier to kind of make a guess.
Fred is in Merrillville. He's on the score. Fred.
Hi, Hub, guys. I saw recently that the Colts just signed Chris Carter's son. He's a wide mm-hmm. receiver from the Canadian Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And they also signed a 6'5", 315-pound guard who also played in the Canadian Football League. I was just wondering your opinion of the two players and if that's something that the Bears should be looking at.
Well, I don't. Yeah, actually, I do know a lot about Carter's son because I read a pretty interesting piece on him, and he does. He's probably an NFL player. I think that if he can keep his head on straight, he's a remarkably talented young man who's had some maturity issues. In and out of a few schools, big time schools like Alabama and Ohio State. And he's a talent and he just needed to mature. And so that may turn out to be a great signing. I don't know anything about the guard. When you say it's something the Bears should be looking at, well, that's where they got Michael Ola from this year. So it's something that they were looking at with Trestman.
That's where they got the coach from.
If you were watching the Super Bowl and you saw Chris Matthews, he spent 2 years up there before the Seahawks brought him back. So it's not common. I mean, there's not a bunch of guys up there waiting to come down and play in the NFL. But yeah, if you find the right guy, you can find him. And I will tell you this. I think Ryan Grigson is as good as any young GM in the league. And so when he makes these moves, they get a little extra attention from him.
It's also the time of year they sign guys to what are called reserve futures contracts, where there was Andy Fantuz, who remember getting excited about
my
him.
Guy.
There was a guy the Bears had years ago named Daryl Mitchell who tore up the CFL and was the first receiver cut.
Well, and Chris Williams this year. You know, Michael Ola worked, Chris Williams didn't work. It just depends on you know, if you get the right guy.
Can you go over every Canadian League's team roster for us, Hub, before you go?
Break down. Hub, could you please break down?
Go over rosters with me.
Want to hear the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and going back in their history and perhaps both the Saskatchewan and Ottawa Rough Riders. Bob is on the score. Hi, Bob.
Hey, I have a quick question for Hub. Hub, I've heard something about a veteran combine that's going to take place.
Right.
What type of details do you have? And then, you know, what's the format? When are they going to do it? And is it just going to attract yokels like Chad Johnson and
It won't be Chad Johnson type players. It's going to happen in, I believe it's mid to late March. It's going to, I think I heard it's in Arizona. I think the limit on it is 100 players. And these are going to be guys who have spent, younger players who spent time on practice squads, maybe been with teams for a couple games, but they're trying to identify young talent that they're already aware of and give them a chance to work out for other teams because they're not moving on the practice squad they're on or they just didn't make it with the team that originally drafted them.
Ingvald in Madison is on the score.
Hey, Hub. My question's about two former Bears. First one is Chris Harris, if you know how well that he performed in quality control and his prospects for moving up the coaching ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is Johnny Knox, if you know how well that his rehab went. Certainly not prospects for getting on the field, but just wondering about his quality of life after football.
Yeah, Johnny's not going to play football again, but he's doing pretty well. He still lives in the area, and he does some community work. And last I saw him was a couple months ago. He seems to be getting along fine.
Boy,
so
that injury Hub was one of the most.
One of the ugliest things I've ever seen on a football field.
He's very lucky to be alive.
That's what I worried about first. Yeah. But he, you know, and again, I he's not a friend of mine. I don't have any inside information, but I saw him a couple months ago, and he seemed to be doing fine.
Good.
As far as the other question was,
Chris Harris, quality control.
You know, I thought he moved from quality control to assistant secondary coach this past year. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I know that the players loved him. Several players, you know, went out of their way to credit the work that he was doing with them. And we had a call a week or two ago asking if he might be somebody that Fox would keep. I thought it was interesting that Fox decided to keep Mike Groh, and then they kept Clint Hurt, who was a quality control guy, who's going to be, I think, the outside linebacker coach.
Why was it interesting that they kept Mike Groh?
Because other than the two receivers, you know, I didn't do all that well with him. But Groh is a guy who I know I liked. A lot of the media people were impressed by him. And again, the receivers spoke very highly of him. But just looking at the staff, if you're trying to find holdovers, he, for some reason, wasn't the guy that I suspected or identified, which is why it was interesting to me. There's no, you know, side story or anything like that to it.
In DeKalb, here is Matt on WSCR.
Hey, I have a question regarding Keenan Tillman. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, he mentioned that he had some good news to report, but I haven't heard anything since.
Yeah, it was, Matt, it was a marketing thing. He had made a deal with someone that he was going to be doing local marketing work for them, which would be likely to keep him in Chicago. He has said emphatically he was in Arizona throughout the week for the Super Bowl. He intends to play. Whether it would be with the Bears or not is obviously very much up to the Bears. And my understanding is that there's been no contact yet either between the Bears and him or the Bears and Lance Briggs, who is also out there trying to sing a different tune right now. You know, he was doing his farewell tour because I think he assumed that Phil Emery was going to be in place. And once the changes were made, my take on the way Lance is carrying on now is that he wishes he'd been a little softer on it because he would love to play in Chicago for another year or two. I don't know. He may. You know, whether Ryan Pace decides to make either or both an offer, we have no idea. It's early yet. Actually, I think that I'm trying to remember how this works now. I think that they could re-sign their own. No, they couldn't. I think that deadline's passed. So theoretically, they can't really talk to their agents now until March. They're going to, but they can't really talk to their agents until March 7th.
All right, let's grab one more, and we'll close out with Ralph on WSCR.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Ralph.
Just a quick question. You know, most of the teams that were really successful the last couple of years all seem like they had a guy that could pound it between the tackles. You know, you see Eddie Lacy, LeGarrette Blount. You know, at least someone who can lay the boom. And I hear so many times, well, you got to pound the ball on Matt Forte. I mean, I love Matt Forte. He's a smooth runner, but I haven't seen him really pound the ball and be an impact downhill type runner. It's just not his game. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask if you thought, you know, you knew anyone who the Bears could look to pick up, maybe even later in the draft or through free agency as a decent in between the tackles runner.
Ralph, it's a good year, both in the draft and free agency. I mean, there's no Marshawn Lynch, LeGarrette Blount, Eddie Lacy types necessarily, but, you know, DeMarco Murray is a free agent who I'm not sure the Cowboys can sign because they seem pretty committed to signing Dez Bryant, and they're already about $2 million over the cap. You've got Ryan Matthews of the Chargers as a free agent. I'm forgetting a few now. I don't have the list in front of me, but there's some good NFL veteran backs, but not the big bangers or the big bruisers. You look at the kids coming out of college. The Yeldon kid from Alabama is probably the most like Lacy in terms of he's got great speed, but he's also got great size, and you can probably get him in the second round. So that might be somebody that you'd want to keep an eye on. Actually, as high as the Bears are in the second round, they could probably even trade down a little bit to get him because he did have a disappointing junior year.
All right, Heb, we won't put you any more work because you got plenty to do at the top of the hour. So, and we will use you all the time. By the way, we will call you every day and find out if there's anything new. We're not letting you get away from us. You know what I'm saying?
I am sure we'll be visiting fairly regularly. The Bears are going to make some news. They're going to have to. There's going to be decisions about who stays and who goes. And so, I will look forward to checking in regularly with you guys.
You got it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Make an amazing glove save with a Chicago Wolves fan four-pack. ChicagoWolves.com. Coach Tom Thibodeau's Bulls team continues its road trip tonight against the Rockets in Houston.
You never let your guard down. They're going to, you know, take 30-plus threes. They're going to attack the basket. You know, your defense has to be tied together. And, you know, they're a much improved defensive team as well.
And there's a problem for the Bulls as they have not played well in Houston lately. They have lost 7 of the last 10 games there. They're not going to have Mike Dunleavy as expected, out with a bone bruise in his ankle. That'll make 17 straight games he's been out. But Dwight Howard is out for about a month for the Rockets with a knee injury. Dion Biscietto officially released by the White Sox today. They also acquire pitcher Yency Almonte from the Angels. He's a player to be named in the Gordon Beckham trade. And Carlos Villanueva, former Cub, has signed a minor league contract with the Cardinals, gets an invite to spring training as well. The Bears have signed corner Al Lewis Jean to a 2-year extension. They've also made Rick Perry their assistant strength coach. The Blackhawks have reassigned Dennis Rasmussen to Rockford. This update brought to you by Barry Manilow at the United Center. Valentine's Day tickets are available through Ticketmaster. You could win $1,000 in free gasoline from Exxon and Mobil just by telling them what fuels you and getting your friends to vote for your entry. It's Exxon and Mobil What Fuels You Contest. Rules and details at Exxon.com and Mobil.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we got ourselves some Bulls basketball tonight for the first time in a while. And I'm actually, even though I'm really kind of hinky about the Bulls thing lately, I'm just happy to have some round ball on.
That's quite a road trip, quite a West Coast trip when you can come home. I mean, like I said yesterday, right. that's not the day you can come home during this thing. But here's what I was thinking about. Correct me if I'm wrong, maybe my memory, you know, I'm on hazy sometimes.
Yes.
But Dwight Howard, of late, isn't he always had something wrong with him?
Yes.
Right? I mean, he's not, I mean, it's like every time you turn around, well, this time it's a month. And then, I mean, I was trying to think, when's the last time he actually made it through a full season?
Who's starting in his place? Who are the Rockets?
I have no idea who that dude is.
You know what this shapes up as, is one of those nights where Gasol has 15 points at the end of the first quarter, right?
Yeah,
because if you have your other guy, because when Howard's there, Powell's a little...
Yeah, a little...
Approaches his job differently, right?
A little more careful.
Moves a bit gingerly around the big man, but this could be a time where you feed the Spaniard.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they can do about it. There's got to be somebody, but I just find it odd that, you know, now he gets some kind of injection, but it's a month. A month.
Well, it's a nice gig, I guess.
Isn't
this also a game where some no-name guy gets a triple-double?
Yeah, the Bulls are good at that, aren't they?
Yeah, there's like two guys. I think it was a guy in Orlando and a guy in Miami I'd never heard of before.
Well, you heard of Vucevic before.
No, maybe it wasn't Orlando, but definitely the Miami guy.
Well, Hassan Whiteside. What's the guy, Jordan Hill on the Lakers, who went off on the Bulls?
Oh, I don't know anybody in the Lakers, so maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Jordan Hill went off, yeah.
And they also had, it was Rudy Gobert had a huge game of the Jazz. Yeah, they find a way to have.
Yeah, but it was the Miami guy and the whole Lakers team got me.
I didn't know anybody.
I did a lot of Googling during the Lakers game.
No, I'm serious. That's starting lineup?
But no, I'm not kidding. I was on Google the whole night.
I'm a basketball guy.
And you're a basketball guy.
And I was like, see, the Rockets right now, you've got James Harden. Oh, God, that's right. They have Josh Smith.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah, he's actually behaved and played better since the Rocket, hasn't he?
I can't stand watching Josh Smith.
He's actually behaved himself, though, and he's been... You know, I was reading this that he's done okay. He's kind of, you know.
Terrence Jones, Corey Brewer, Donatas Montiejunas.
What was that?
Donatas Montiejunas.
Bless you.
Patrick Beverley, Nick Johnson, Jason Terry.
Oh, Patrick Beverley.
Trevor Ariza.
Our very own.
So are they starting Montiejunas at center?
Well, who's listed as a center?
No.
I got Joey Dorsey.
They're starting Joey Dorsey now?
Joey Dorsey?
As far as centers go on their depth chart, that's what I see here in front of me.
Okay, because I don't have him listed as a center here, but if they want to say that old Joey's a center, feel free to do that.
That's going to be a bad night for Joey.
It's going to
be a problem.
He is listed as forward center.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well.
That's a bad night.
Although, you know, maybe tonight's the Joey Dorsey coming out party.
He's blocking every shot.
Right. If you want to be an active, aggressive big, and you just want to move your feet, you can succeed against this Bulls defense.
Yep.
That really is the truth.
I know.
I bet if they're smart, they're telling Joey Dorsey that. Hey, see what this guy did? See what this guy did? You get out there, throw yourself around a little bit, and then depending how they're calling the game, make a name for yourself, son.
And I know they shoot a batch of threes. That's what they do. They shoot a batch of threes.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Must love you. He must love Boers and Bernstein listeners because he's done it again. Because we had so much fun with this and it was such a success the last time around, we are back with him providing you the opportunity to drink outstanding wines at a fraction of the price. It's because of his business model. We know that the best wine comes from the best vineyards, and this is that wine from those vineyards, but it's got his name and a lot number on it because sometimes those vineyards make too much wine. So he goes in, he buys up the juice, and he bottles it up, and then you are able to go high-end for what you're probably paying for stuff right now that you drink every day that is nowhere near as good. And the feedback that I've gotten, a lot of people say, you know, Bernstein, I'm not really much of a wine drinker. I don't know one from the other. The thing is, you don't have to, and this is a great way now with this free shipping deal, to start branching out and experimenting a little bit. You don't have to go crazy with wine pairings. Here's an example, and I'll give you this. The Lot 487 Lodi Field Blend. It's a blend of Zinfandel, Syrah, and Petit Syrah. These are big, lush, jammy, fruit-forward grapes. This wine is a 95-point wine. Platinum medal at the Critics' Challenge. Grand Cru medal winner at the Long Beach Tasting. And it was also a medalist at the San Francisco International Wine Competition. It's a sensational pizza wine. It's great with burgers. It is just something, especially if you're not really into wine drinking, and say, look, I need a way to just sort of wade into this. Lot 487. It's $13. This would be $50 if you're getting it straight from these vineyards. But if you get it from Cameron Hughes, it's $13 and it ships free. I can't tell you how exceptional a deal that is to have wine ship free because wine is heavy. But you're going to go to chwine.com. And the way you're going to get this deal is by entering my code Dan. Microphones in the upper left corner. Click it. Enter D-A-N and you will save a ton of money on shipping and get fantastic wine delivered right to you. Do this. chwine.com. Go to the microphone. Enter Dan. Don't wait. Try this now. It's another amazing chance for you, but it's an offer that won't last.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Cut.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
Police say he followed a couple around town harassing and threatening them because he thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
President of Townstone Financial. Meet Dick.
Hello, friend.
How you doing?
Dick called on Monday to refinance. David quoted Dick a low rate and explained he could only guarantee the rate while Dick was on the phone. Dick wanted to think about it. He called Tuesday afternoon, but rates increased slightly, so David quoted him a slightly higher rate, which upset Dick. Getting mad at David because rates increased is as ridiculous as getting mad at the gas station attendant when gas prices increase overnight and you didn't fill up on your way home. David's very sensitive. He doesn't like it when people aren't happy, but he has zero control over interest rates. Lock in your rate while talking to David and be happy. Happiness is calling David now at 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, knowledgeable, and trustworthy. He's been a loyal Score sponsor for over 10 years. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, and he'll help you. So call him now at 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com. Follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois. Mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 13663.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home system break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. It's called Proactive Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactive, but Proactive Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Right on. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mentioned briefly before that the Hawks were absolutely putrid last night and getting shut out by the Wild. And, you know, they haven't been playing very well lately, obviously. But let me run this one by you, okay?
Yep.
In 13 games in January, and January's gone. 13 games.
Thanks for letting me know. Damn, I missed it.
How many goals do you think the Toronto Maple Leafs scored in January? They had 13 games. How many goals do you think they scored?
In 13 games. The Toronto Maple Leafs scored 24 goals.
16.
That's not enough goals.
That's were the fewest for any one month in the franchise's 98-year history.
Wow, and they brought in new management, right?
Yep.
Because Toronto, well, they're in the process of doing a Cub thing. Well. They're in the middle of a Cub thing there because they were made fun of. The Maple Leafs were held up by a lot of the NHL metric stat heads, the people following Fenwick and Corsi and a lot of that stuff, the metrics and the analytics. Made fun of Toronto for going out of their way to say, oh, none of that stuff matters. And they just got clowned by teams that were way ahead of them. And they finally realized, and Toronto, you remember, it doesn't mean much to people here, but that the size of that hockey market and the number of people who care about hockey, it's like
the only reason I mentioned it, the size and the ferocity of their fandom.
Right. I mean, it's like the Bears. I don't know if their fans are as stupid as Bears fans. But they actually said, you know what? Everybody else is right. We have to do this. We've got to get up to speed. And they've got people in there trying to do it. But I think that they're still doing in the middle of the teardown, right?
Yeah. But even if they're in the middle of a teardown, I think that 16 goals in 13 games is, that's not good. Because, again, that's one of those things that, you know, you have to understand the history and know what kind of fans you're talking about. I mean, it's unbelievable. The other thing, here's something else I didn't know, okay? It's been 33 years, 33 damn years, since there was a Missouri Valley Conference game between two ranked teams.
You're kidding.
Until last Saturday, when number 18 Northern Iowa beat number 12 Wichita State. 33. You know, everybody loves the Missouri Valley, right? I love that damn conference. Okay. But when you go, you have 33 years.
Too many years.
Too many years.
Not enough goals.
Not enough goals.
Too many years.
Too many years. That's my lesson. Because I, sir, have been enlightened by Tim Beckman. I, sir, am a new man. So I just wanted to make mention that's oddities in sports. And the Maple Leafs, I know what they're doing, but man, oh man, that must be a rough go these days, huh? Up there.
Now, I'm looking at Joey Dorsey.
Joey here. Dorsey.
Wasn't that Engelbert Humperdinck's given name? Am I making that up?
I forget.
I'm going to check on that. He's 31.
Not going to get a hell of a lot better.
He was born in December of 1983. What's the matter with you? Why do you put your hands in the air and you wave them like you just don't care? What are you doing?
The machine's disconnected.
What do you mean the machine is disconnected? Who disconnected your machine?
He's on the way out.
Seriously.
On the way out, dude.
You mean disconnect your machine?
I got a cat, buddy.
Tim Beckman's calling him next.
He went to Memphis.
Uh-huh.
It was a second-round pick in 2008 by the Blazers. He played for the Rockets, the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, the Sacramento Kings, the Toronto Raptors, Caja Laboral in España, Olympiacos in Greece, Royal Halı Gaziantep in Turkey, FC Barcelona in Spain, and now he's back with the Rockets.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like kind of a...
That's a journeyman.
That's a lot of points for Gasol, it sounds like to me. But that's just me. Maybe not. Maybe not.
And actually, Engelbert Humperdinck was born Arnold George Dorsey. Okay, so I was close.
He was born Arnold Stang.
No, he wasn't. I got the last name right. Engelbert Humperdinck was Arnold George Dorsey. So, of course, you change your name to Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, who wouldn't? Given the chance, would you? Oh, come on.
Did you ever hear the Eddie Izzard bit about that?
No.
It's great. It's great. You see, if you get the chance, YouTube Eddie Izzard Engelbert Humperdinck. It's you'll appreciate it. But
that's it.
All right, so we'll see.
I am nothing if not appreciative. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see if Joey Dorsey is the latest bum to be slain by the Spaniard.
All right, some quick thank yous. Hub is coming your way in a moment.
We thank Tim Beckman.
Yes, we do.
We thank Ben Gulliver, and we thank Hub. But most of all, we thank Tim Beckman.
Our crack step, Mr. Matabatacola.
I want to well round our student athlete as much as I can.
I love Matabatacola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy Shikwadi, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Breaking Bears news: Brandon Marshall has been cut by the Bears in a surprising move.
Do they have that for Big Voice? Can do that for everybody? Is there a Cutler one?
There is somewhere. I don't have it yet.
They have a waved Cutler one,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I think so. I've heard it.
Oh, my God.
And our interns, Tommy Guns and Tony Fish. Hey, thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Thank you. We will indeed do it all over again tomorrow.
Hi, buddy! Yep.
Who are you crapping?
Yep, coming your way. All right, Hub Arkish is up next, and he'll continue to take your phone calls. Join him. He's fun. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Fans, let's pause to celebrate our freedom and those who work to defend it. Please join us in singing God Bless America, being performed by Whiteman Air Force Base Master Sergeant Jennifer Sherman.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside and guide her through the night with light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, oh, think again. She is. She read the book. She can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tied on the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed to dominate Valentine's Day. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com. That's 1-800-829-BEAR or VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the story.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone in your life just how much they mean to you by purchasing them a star in the sky, courtesy of Your Star Forever, for just $9. That's 70% off. This meaningful gift includes a personalized message, photo, and YouTube video. Need a gift idea for the man in your life? Get him a cigar from StogieBoys.com. For just $30, you'll get 5 Maduro and 5 Natural Toro-sized cigars. Take advantage of these Valentine's Day deals at offers.cbslocal.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Want to turn some heads? Go from ho-hum to hottie in 90 days flat. Let champion bodybuilder and superstar fitness model Sagi Kalev make you a beast. Body Beast is the pro's program to burn fat, carve lean, defined muscle, and transform your body for jaw-dropping results. Call us today at 800-630-7764 to get Body Beast for only 2 monthly payments of $19.95 plus shipping and handling. We offer a no-risk 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-630-7764 today.
Listen to Takers.